Okay, so we left off just trying to figure out one line in the Gemara. That was it. That's the entire sugya. It's on the Chof and Beis, where the Gemara has a comparing and contrasting two halachas in the Braisa. One line in the Braisa is that for a get to be chal, so the nia, the paper, has to go to the woman. If the husband's holding on in any shape or form to the ownership of that paper, that's going to be a huge problem. Why that's a problem? That wasn't even really our sugya, but we mentioned once or twice, or maybe 100 times what the problem was. Maybe it's a problem of chisar in the ksiva, osias pachas ba'abir. Maybe it's a chisar in the krisos. That's where the Rambam presents it. But lemais, it's a problem. But notwithstanding that problem, the Gemara does conclude, the second if the bride is that if the person formulated it in a little bit of a different way, he want to get that paper, he's trying to get that paper back, but he's a shtickle lamdan. So he says, harei zegidich amanasha tachzirili asaniya. Oh, he said it b'derech t'nai. So then everything is hunky-dory. Then the woman is megureshes. So the Gemara asks the kasha in the seventh book, Maishter Reish Marshal Seifa. At the end of the day, isn't he getting the paper back? So isn't whatever the deficiency in the first half of the Braisa, doesn't that carry over to the second half of the Braisa? So Manishtana, Reish from the Seifa. So the Gemara had answer after answer after answer after answer, all assuming one thing, that in the Seifa of the Braisa, he is in fact not going to get that paper back. You know why? Because he totally missed the boat in terms of how he formulated that tonight. And we all know, based on the Tosfos Super Stuff above, when a Tanai is formulated incorrectly, so we just simply say the Tanai is bottle and the Mais is Kayim. So the get will be Chal with no necessity to return the paper. Since there's no need for to return the paper, therefore all the problems of returning the paper obviously won't be present. So that was the thrust of the Amoraim for 300 years or so. From the time of the Braisa till the days of Rav Ashi, everybody learned that basic Surah in the Braisa. That there was something radically wrong with the formulation of the Tanai. What was wrong? Your guess is as good as mine. You want to call it lack of Tanai coffee, you want to call it lack of Tanai coffee, you name it. There was something wrong with the formulation of the Tanai. Therefore, the Tanai is off the record. Therefore, the Maisa is Kayam. And therefore, the get is Chal. And she laughs her way off, holding on to the paper. That was the Mahalach of 3, 4, 5 generations of Amorim. Comes Rav Ashi and changes the whole dynamics of the sugya. Comes Rav Ashi and says, no. In response to the last of the problems, the last of the issues of the stipulation of the Tanai, what did the Gemara say? What was the last of the problems? Who remembers? It's a Tanai or Maisa, but what? The Dover Echad. There's a stira gluya between the Tanai and the Maisa. Means the Maisa is pointing that the paper should remain hers. The Tanai is pointing that she should return the paper. Whenever you have a steerer between what the Maisa is trying to accomplish and what the Tanai is insisting upon, that's a problem in Uchas Tanai. That goof is an invalid Tanai. So forget about the Tanai Kavim, the Maisa, forget about Hein Kavim, the Lavs, forget Tanai Kavim, forget everything you came, just in case you came to share yesterday, forget everything you learned yesterday. They're totally irrelevant. All the guys who didn't come, so it's easier for them. Right? So forget everything. Like I always say, it's the Vayaka and Pekudei are about Kore's dreams, provided that you didn't lay true with the Tzava. If you lay true with the Tzava, then you can't lay in Vayaka Pekudei straight. If you didn't, if you're not Ma'aretz, you don't know what it says in true with the Tzava, then Vayaka Pekudei is a cinch. So if you came to share yesterday, then it's a flagging, you can't understand right. So Baruch Hashem, the week started today, so then you could take up. That wasn't an advertisement outcome of Shinza, just a statement of reality. I don't want to give any misleadings to any of our guests in Shia today. We don't want to think that guys don't come on Sunday. Father, the guys come on Sunday. Okay, good. So Rabbi said back that everyone was getting ready for Pesach. Everyone was clean for Pesach. Oh, that was the pshat yesterday. I forgot. Okay, tell my wife that one. So back to the story. So Rav Ashi changes the rules of the game. Rav Ashi says that. No, that's not true. Because and therefore, it's not a steer between the two. Because the shasa get is now. The requirement to be machs in the paper, in a sense, is later. So that gufa doesn't smack of tnai umaisib davarecha. That was Rav Ashi's basic answer. So come to Rishonim on the spot and say that Rav Ashi is adding more. Rav Ashi is saying a little bit more. Rav Ashi is saying that L'chaora, unlike all the other Amoraim who are saying that, hey, by golly, there's a deficiency in the Tanai, and therefore the Maisa stands without the fulfillment of the Tanai, Rav Ashi didn't say that. Rav Ashi learns a braisa kipshuto that the shitaka has to return the paper. And if she doesn't return the paper, then the get, Rabbi say, what? Will not be chal. The tanai wasn't fulfilled. So the tanai is kayam liolam. The technical issue of tanai maisa brecha Rav Ashi came to solve. But lemaisa, she has to return that paper in order for the get to be chal. Otherwise, the tanai wasn't mekuyam. So wait, we have a problem over here. What do you mean she has to fulfill the tanai? Don't we have a whole peckle of other problems with this tanai? No, let's chaz in a second. What were the other peckles? It's not a taikofo, it's a tzedakah lemaisa. There were so many problems. So why does Rav Ashi say that she has to fulfill the tanai? What happened to Mishpatei HaTanayim? So that's where the sugya started yesterday. What did the Rambam say? The Rambam, in one fell swoop, solved this entire problem and says, no, there's no need to fulfill any of the Mishpatei HaTanayim here. The Mishpatei HaTanayim, a bottle of mevutel here. You know why? Why is there no need for Allah Mishpatei HaTanayim? Because this is the tanai of what, Rabbi say? This is a me'achsh of diketanai. This is not a liachas ba'an diketanai. That's what we even took out of Chumash yesterday. Very uncharacteristic of us, but a rai for Pasul Chumash. The Torah speaks about Mishpatei HaTanayim in Parshas Matthes. The word in Parshas Matthes, Meshur Beinu uses is what? What was the word? Im. Im means a Tanai Liachas Mat. Im means we'll get things rolling now, and then in 30 days from now we'll renegotiate. Amanas means that the Tanai is relating back to now, the here and now. So says the Rambam Chazishus, Bambed Vamamurim, that you require Ala Mishpatei HaTanayim. Whatever you think those Mishpatei HaTanayim are, says the Rambam, but medivamurim that you require them, that's only in a tanai of im, tanai of liyachas, tanai of me'akshav, all better off. The simplest statement of tanai is good enough. Namely, I'm hereby megarishu, al manasi give me 200 zuz. That's a tanai. And al manasi that you return the paper. Whatever tanai the husband made, that's the tanai that carries the day. And the tanai has to be fulfilled. And therefore the Rambam says, when Rav Ashi says that the get is chal, what does Rav Ashi mean? The get is chal, hinging upon what? That she returns the paper. I gevalt geschrigen, it's a tanai, myself, there's no tekam, don't ask kashas. This is the what? This is the tanai me'akshav. That's the Rambam's shanim. Anyone who questions the Rambam, anyone, probably most of Rishonim, will say, no, of course you need Mishpatei HaTanayim, even for Tanayim of me'akshav, even for Amanasas me'akshav. So they're sitting around the corner and saying, hey, wait a second. Why is the get hinging upon the returning of the paper? Mishpatei HaTanayim weren't met. So all those Rishonim are going to have to say that there's almost like a law in Misgid the Gemara. When the Braisa says, Amanash Tachziri, what does it mean? What else did he say? When he says, Areza Gitech Amanash Tachziri, Ve'em Lo Tachziri, I know yet. I doesn't say that. The Chulei in the Braisa. I wait a second. It's not a Tanai Kam Lemaisa, right? Yeah, that's what it meant. We got the Braisa wasn't so meduyik and it's losher. Hachamai Skidin, he said, he did all the Mishpatei HaTanayim. It's a Tanai or Maisa, Soisa, what another. What's the answer? What does Rav Ashi say? No, it's not. Because why? Because the times are different. It's Me'akshav. So according to most of Rishonim, when the Gemara introduces Me'akshav, it is not revamping Ala Parshas HaTanayim. It is not putting the brakes on Mishpatei HaTanayim. It is simply addressing that last quirk of it's a Tanai Maisa Dover Echad. And what's the answer to all the other quirks? So we'll stick them in for good luck. There's a Tanai Kofel, there's a Tanai Hinkar Bala, there's a Tanai Kalamaisa, v'chulei, 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 v'chulei. So, Bein Lefi, Rova Rishonim, Bein Lefi HaRambam, something is changing with what Rav Ashi said. Rav Ashi introduces this new factor called Kol Omen Amanaska Me'ashra Domi. According to the Rambam, the Rav Ashi is radically redefining Parshas HaTanayim. He's opening up Parshas Matas and saying, Parshas Mishpatei HaTanayim is only necessary X, Y, and Z. According to other Rishonim, the Rabban, the Ramach, the Rova Rishonim, the Gemara, that's what Rav Ashi meant to say. Rav Ashi never meant to limit Mishpatei HaTanayim. He just meant to say, by the way, this particular quirk of Mishpatei HaTanayim that's causing so much tzoros here, it's a Tanayim Ma'aseh Dover Echad. It's not true, because so this is where we left off yesterday. But we're still in the corner with the Shittas HaRambam. Because we don't understand conceptually the Shittas HaRambam. Why is it that a Tanayim Me'akshav, and I'm going to ask Ke'akshav, whatever you think Me'akshav means, does it need Mishpatei HaTanayim? How come the parsha Mishnah Torah is limited only to a Tanai Liachas man? So we opened up a pasuk in Chumash yesterday, very nice, but we need more than that. We need Asvar, we need an understanding why that is so. So the Chor, if you think about it, on the halachic timeline, a Tanai Liachshav and a Tanai of Im are very, very different. A Tanai of Liachshav and any other extension of Me'achshav, whether you think Amanas is like Me'achshav, a Tanai of Me'achshav is nipping a problem in the bud. It is attacking the very chalais before it even gets off the ground. The Tanai is focusing on the very moment of when the chalos is, everything's happening, Vasachas. That's one kind of a Tanai. A Tanai of Im is almost conceding that the get happened yet. I didn't really, but it's almost conceding that the condition happened yet. Not quite. Almost. To be determined later, maybe something will or will not happen in 30 days from now that's going to force us to go backwards and cancel something that otherwise should have been effective. So the role of a Tanai... What? I said what? No, hold on. So, I'm saying, maybe I hold Kolom with Islavka of Me'achshav, though. So again, a Tanai of Me'achshav is trying to stop something before it even gets off the ground. A Tanai of Im is almost conceding that it happened already, and we're trying now to get rid of something that already happened. Is that different than I said? I don't know. Take what I said now. You have a chasvah shlishit. So comes the Ravid, as quoted by the Ramban, I think it was on the Ramban Kama somewhere, comes the Ravid and says, if that nuance of difference, that timeline difference that explains Shita Sarama, what's the idea of Mishpat Yatzdoi? A strange thing. Lemaisa, the guy said, "Hareiz the gicham nas that it rains tomorrow. Manas she gets 200 zuz. Harem b'kadesh manas she gets an A in the final. He made it tonight. Why do I need? He has to say he's got a zokta zoin. He's got a zokta zoin. He's got to cross the T's and dot the I. It's got to be mishpat that time. It's got to be pashas b'negar. Every single one. My high. So comes arrive and explains a tonight." In order to make it what's called a Tanai Alimta, a very, very powerful statement, it's got to be done with all the legal mumbo-jumbo, for lack of a better legal term, Mr. Alter, right? All the legal mumbo-jumbo to make it into a serious kind of a statement. When do you need a Tanai Alimta? When the Tanai is really coming to do something very, very powerful. To cancel a pre-existing chalois, to cancel something that has already been set into motion, that is not a simple feat to do. And therefore, in order for a Tanai to come at a later point, Harem Kadesh Liachar, Liachar that you get the A, Harem Kadesh La, a Tanai that's coming, La'afuke, a Tanai that's coming to remove, a Tanai that's coming to solve a problem that already exists, to negate a Chalais that's basically there. Such a Tanai, in order to do that trick, it's got to be a super duper Tanai with all of Mishpatat Tanoim. Mishpatat Tanoim is a way to declare this is a Tanai Alimta. So Tanai Me'achshav. Easy come, easy go. The Chalos hasn't started yet. Nothing's really happened yet. The Tanai is addressing the Shas Maisa proper. And since the Tanai is not letting the Maisa get off the ground, Al Zen Nem, or even a Tanai Koldu is considered to be a Tanai. And once you tell me even a Tanai Koldu is considered to be a Tanai, so then wait a second. I don't need Mishpat Tanoi. And if the Tanai was said, so the Tanai is going to carry the day. And the Tanai is going to carry the day. And if the Tanai wasn't fulfilled, Igloi Milsa, that what else goes by the wayside? If the Tanai doesn't make it, if the Tanai isn't fulfilled, then the Maisadaka becomes Batel. So the standards of nuance, of nusach, of Tanai, are going to depend whether it's a Tanai that's coming to, requires a Tanai Alimta versus not a Tanai Alimta. That's the aside for the right. So they say, we have our Gemara on Daf Chaf Amud Beis, we have Machlokes Rav and the other Rishonim, we have a shtickle, there's a mashrim of Bior, but let's test this in the lab now. Let's go to Shas now, that's the lab for our sugya. Let's test this in Shas. Is this true or not? Bottom line, what the Rambam says, claims to be true, that Mishpat HaTorah are can be done away with whenever you're dealing with a Tanai of Me'ah, is that Pasha true or not? Well, the Tanai is building into the Shas HaMaisa now also. So everything's happened with Vasachas. When you have a Tanai of Im, so then it's almost like I gave the ring already, and now in 30 days from now we're going to renegotiate. Rabbi said, I want to test this. Test case. And there are two Gemaras that we're going to use as test cases. One is a Gemara in Maseches Ksubis. Did I put it on the Maram Kamas? An Ayin Dalet? I put the Tais on the Maram Kamas, okay? Actually, I put the Gemara also on the Maram Kamas, by God. Comes the Gemara and says that we're used to thinking of Kedushin Allah Tanai, Gerushin Allah Tanai, Bechimus Allah Tanai, Betonas Allah Tanai. What if I do a chalitza ala tanai? It comes to Beis and says, I'm perfectly willing, to do chalitza for a small penny. I'm going to be chalitz to you, my dear Yavama, if you give me 200 zuz. And she goes ahead and does the maskim. I'll do the chalitza, I'm going to ask you 200 zuz. And then she does the chalitza, and then she decides, you know what, I'm not giving you a penny. Is a chalitza valid or not? So if he asked me, I'd say, well, how you talking that the chalitza should be valid? Said it was done ala tanai. The tanai wasn't fulfilled, so the game's over. So comes the Gemara Ksubis and the Ayin Dalet and says, no. The Gemara says that tanai doesn't work by chalitza. The whole institution of a tanai is batla mevuta by chalitza. The tanai doesn't work. It doesn't meet the criteria of a chastanoim. And then what rule do we fall back on? When it doesn't meet the rules of a chastanoim, the tanai was in effect formulated, so to speak, incorrectly. If the Tanai is formulated incorrectly, the Tanai is what? Botel. And what's Kayim? The Mice is Kayim. So we have to figure out what's wrong with this Tanai exactly. So the Gemara is a new Mishpat HaTorah. Mishpat HaTorah number 5. 7th of the Ma'amar Kamas. Kol Tanai Mehecha Gamrinon Mi Tanai Begana Me Ruvain. Tanai De Efshel Kiyume De Shaliach Ki Hasam Havi Tanai. Tanai De Efshel Kiyume De Shaliach Ki Hasam Havi Tanai. In the case of Bnei Gana Me Ruvain, one of the important characteristics was Moshe Rabbeinu's entering into this mechira. So Moshe Rabbeinu is really representing Klal Yisrael. So he's doing a business deal. He's signing off for this transaction between the Bnei Gad and Bnei Reuven. He's going to give them the ownership of the east side of the Yarden on the condition that they come forward and they fight, etc. Right? That was the business deal. That was the transaction Moshe Rabbeinu is signing off on. That kind of a business transaction, can that be done aide shaliach? Can you appoint the shaliach to do that for you? Not only can you appoint the shaliach, but actually there was a shaliach. Who was the shaliach? Yeshua. Basically, Yeshua's getting, Moshe Rabbeinu wasn't around. By the time this whole story played out, you know, years later, Moshe Rabbeinu had passed away already. So this mechira, this batana, this chiluch ha-yerusha, whatever you want to call it, cheshe mishpat, was a milsa de isa b'shlichos. It was, so this is Mishpat HaTorah number 5. In order for a Tanai to be valid, it's got to be a Tanai Kofel, it's got to be a Tanai Kodim, it's got to be Hekar Lalav, it's got to be Tanai Kodim Lamais, it's got to be Tanai B'dov Rechon Lamais B'dov Racher, it's got to be Efshalei L'Kumai De Shaliach. And if not, so then the whole Tanai goes down the drain, the Maisa takes on its own life, and Hector goes smashing into the brick wall. Those were with us last week with the marshal and the chalukas are well. I'm sorry, and the chalitza goes through. That's what the Gemara says. Beferish, beferishing super stuff. I know. Knew who's got a cash in. The lashon of Braisa and Ksubas stuff. I know. The Gemara was talking about the case. Why I should really fill you in the case. Not fair. It was chalotzla amanash etidin la. Amanas is a what? It's ge'achshav. Whenever the Rambam's right, whenever the me'achshav, what don't you need? You don't need mishpat HaTorah. If you don't need mishpat HaTorah, so the tanai should still be valid, even though it wasn't quote unquote mishpat HaTorah. And therefore, what should not be valid unless the money's given? The chalitza should not be valid. That's the first shikamah. The Gemara Ksuba says Pemole, that the requirement of Efshad De Shlich is learned out from Bnei Gad Meruven. The Rambam just got finished telling me that the Tanoim Bnei Gad Meruven don't apply to Tanoim Bnei Achshav. And the Gemara is talking about Bnei Achshav. The Gemara is talking about Amanas. Tanoim Bnei Achshav Dami. That's a kasha. That's a very, very serious kasha. Who has this kasha against the Rambam? The Rambam, from Meshikayim, from the Chachmi Lunil. Chachmi Lunil from southern France, they used to correspond, for Avant, they would correspond with the Rambam. So Meshikayim asked this kasha in the ninth of the Marmakoimus, even a nice little picture there. V'yod Rai, the Chalit Mutas Ksheira. The Gemara says that you have this guy who doesn't want to do Chalit unless he's getting a lot of money out of this Yavama, he's trying to blackmail her. So the Gemara says, we trick him and we tell him, yeah, no problem, do the chalitza, she'll give you the money, no problem. And then we turn around and say, ha ha, sorry, hey, it's milsad leisa b'shlichus. So the Gemara says that the chalitza mutas k'sheira, kevel ha'ashal k'yumad de shlich, afa b'sha amal ha'chalotza mutas yidlech b'zayim, but he said it tonight. Amad yafilu hisna b'yamanas, b'yidin kulu dira de t'ray v'tarachim. That's the Ramach's kasha against the Ramah. A pretty serious kasha, right? Who hath ordered this kasha? Who hath saw the Gemara k'suba surreal is right away, this Gemara is going to do in the Ramah. What's the answer, Bison? The answer goes back to what we spoke about many, many times in the Sugya and beyond. It all starts with a model. The Torah Kedosha sets up for us a model of Parshas Atanoim. If not for Parshas Atanoim, in a million years I wouldn't have said you could do Chalais Lalkai. You gave the ring, you married. How can a Chinek know? I only married you if you get 100 on the final. Nonsense. You gave the ring, Harun Kedosha, and you married. You gave the only Amana. Comes the Torah and says, as a chiddush, gavaldik chiddush atayir called mishpat, they called pashta tenoim. The only thing is, when the Torah is mechadish to pashta tenoim, no pun intended, it's on the condition that you follow the conditions. Namely, you have to replicate pashta tenoim perfectly. You have to follow all the criteria of that particular model, then and only then does pashta tenoim kick in. And if for whatever reason you're missing a piece of mishpat tenoim, then the whole model falls by the wayside, the tenai doesn't exist, it's come on the leisa, and the maisa goes on its own 2 feet, and sholem Yisrael. Taisa, kasha, how could the maisa go on? But I'm to das, so the answer is there is das. Either there's no das, there is das. Either there is, it's a breaks in gas. That was the marshal we spoke about last week. What was our basic fundamental problem when you have a sugya like this, where the Torah gives us a model, and we say, you have to replicate the model, the chol taikvay. Every single detail of the model has to be replicated. What's that, kasha? Come on, who remembers this 1,000 times?
It only works by the Jordan River.
It only works when you're in the country of Jordan. If you're in Syria, it doesn't work, because it's not replicated. He'll give me another silly kasha. If your name is God, if your name is Don, it doesn't work. Right? So, those are jokes. So how do you know which nekudas you have to replicate and which not? Not so simple. Not so posher. So we turn to Chazal. And Chazal tell us, Tanai Kofel, that's pretty important. So Chazal understood Baruch Kodesham, yeah, that's pretty important. Tanai Kofel Lemaisa. We weren't even sure what that meant, but Tanai Kofel Lemaisa. Tanai Hinkar Malav. There are a few conditions that have to be replicated. The other conditions are silly. This condition of Efshar l'kayim ayidei shaliach. Milsa d'leisa b'shlichus leisa b'tanai. That cloud goblet appears in Ksuba Zayin Dalas. Does that appear to you to be a significant condition? A significant point to replicate? Or, and I don't mean this in a bad way, please, be Michael Zayin, or is that silly? Is that a silly condition? It just, by golly, happens to be that this tanai was Efshar d'leisa b'shlichus. And by golly, happened to be that his name was Moshe. If his name would have been David, so then there's no tanai. Is that a silly condition or is that a significant? Obviously, if Chazal said it's a significant condition, do we really understand it? What's so significant about it? Why is that important? Why does the existence and ability to make a tenai depend on whether you can make a shlichus? My inner shlichus ain't so tenoyim. Why is that an important piece of information? This is not my kashus. Kashus is Taisus Ksubis. I now on the spot asks. The entire masvara is yeshkan. The look of me in hospital in your mashu svara. The halo yafina me hosam the mahani tnail of the city's karka. You know what Tyson just asked in that kasha? Our kasha, they said, you don't pick up on the nonsensical parts of the bottle. So Tyson didn't even have the audacity to say that the tnail is only chal in Jordan, not in Syria. They didn't even. That's my over-dramatization of the kasha. It's the same kasha. The lo yafina element says karka. We don't say there's no time. When you mocha metalton, you mocha make a potato, there's no time. When you get married, you get divorced, there's no time. That's silly. So why is this any less silly than those conditions? That's the kasha. So Taisus does not fall back on just have a munis hacham and say, well, the Gemara says so, and therefore call it a day. No, Taisus explains, v'yesh leimar, t'haynu t'haymah. The hoyo v'hamayse kol kach b'yadoi, sh'yoch l'kamo de shliach, svaru sh'yei k'boichim b'yad l'shvui b'etno, aval chalitza, t'shein b'yad l'kamo de shliach, l'hav b'yad inam l'mer b'etno. And therefore, if you lose kamo t'na, yeah, mayse kayim. This is one of those tozim and shas. You have to sit and digest and digest and digest. What did Taisa just say? What is the relationship between having the ability to appoint a shliach and having the ability to make a tanai? It is not the ability to make a shliach that gives you the ability to make a tanai. It's not hucha shlicha shabai. Hukha shlichas is not a wap, but it's a what?
It's not a
sibah. There we go, guys, been shir for long enough. It's not a sibah sadover. There is intrinsically nothing connected between shlichas and tanai. It is not hukha shlichas that enables you or disables you from making a tanai. Shlichas is a barometer. Shlichas is a way to measure. If and when you can do shlichas on something, that is usually indicative of something. What is it indicative of? What's the key word? Power, biyadai, authority, bailus. Generally speaking, I can make shlichus on things if I'm in control. If I'm in the driver's seat, I'm in control, I can tell somebody else, please do me a favor and represent me. But if I'm not in charge, what do you mean I'm going to tell someone to represent me? Me some chliyish to appoint shlichim. Who are you with a shliach? So shlichus is a way to gauge whether you're the authority figure here or not. You're in the driver's seat. What do you mean you're going to make it tonight? Can you explain what those words mean? I'm here, but the power invested in me, I'd like to make it tonight, please. Excuse me? Please. You're taking orders from a Kodesh Baruch Hu. You're not making orders in this world. What are you making it tonight? The answer is the Kodesh Baruch Hu B'chachmosai gave us certain bailus, certain chaloisim and halacha. Kodesh Baruch Hu B'chachmosai gave us pashas, kedushin, pashas, gerushin, pashas, batonis, pashas, bechiris. And Kodesh Baruch Hu said that because you're in control, you can appoint somebody to represent you. Those parshas that you're in control of, you are the bala chalais, the yodcha to make the chalais. It's those parshas that you can make a shaliach, memela, you can make a tanai. Those parshas that you are nothing. You are simply, you're all ultimately kechayme biyara yaitzer. But in halacha, we're kechayme biyara yaitzer. We're not doing anything. We are not in control. We are pawns on the chessboard. We are puppets in the hand of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We are doing nothing in the realm of halacha right now except just going through motions. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is calling the shots. Those types of chaloisim is not nitan shlichus, and memeil the karlo is not nitan latanai, and that is exactly where chalitza and a get part ways. A get, the baal, is calling the shots. By chalitza, Kadosh Baruch Hu is calling the shots. The true that the shoe must come off his foot, true that the woman is untying that shoe. That's all true. But in terms of the chalois, the Torah creates the chalos heter, l'shuk, not the yavama, not the yavam. The maisa chalitza is done by the human beings, and now the chalois is accomplished by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That is unlike Kedushin, unlike Gerushin. And that is exactly, says Tosfos in a nutshell, why chalitza is a milsa delesa b'shlichus. It is intuitively obvious that you cannot appoint a shliach because you are not the bailim, so memeli you can't appoint a shliach. And once it's a milsad leisa b'shlichos, it is automatically a milsad leisa b'tanai. Not because it's a milsad leisa b'shlichos. It's not the absence of shlichos that is the sibas adavar. Rather, that is the simon adavar that you're not the bailim. Vice tois, once you're not the bailim, memel is not shach make it tanai. Azoy shtit in taisus. They said this black and white. Everyone saw the taisus, right? Everyone realized, who read this taisus and realized that's what taisus said. That's exactly what taisus said. Can someone explain to me, like conceptually, almost like halakhically, almost halakhically slash philosophically, why this is true, that this model of chalitza and get are so radically different from one another? Why is it that by chalitza, the chalitz is so irrelevant? Why is it by get that the megarish is so relevant? Exactly. Who can quote the phrase the Chazal coined? Isha hikri lo min ha-shamayim. He didn't marry this woman in the first place, the Yavam. It fell to him. It fell from sky, like man fell min ha-shamayim. This woman fell into his lap in terms of being zakuka to him. He didn't even know who she was. He didn't know shaykhas to her b'chlal. Could be never met her. He has no shaykhas to this woman. So what do you mean? He's the Baldover? Who was from Baldover? So the Rabbi Nishalad, who created the Chalois of Zika, is the one who breaks the Chalois of Zika to Chalitza. The only thing is that the Maisa Chalitza requires the foot of the Yavama. The Maisa Chalitza requires the hands of the Yavama. But the Chalois is done the Gamre by a Kodesh Baruch Hu. Toss is a Milsa, the Leisa, the Shlichus, Leisa, the Tanai. Gerishin? Of course he's a player. He's the one who put the ring on the finger 10 years ago. Of course he's the one who's going to give it a get. Of course he's the Baal Dover. Yeah. Who here remembers someone who picked up in this Yisoid and went flying with this Yisoid? This idea that Chalitza and Gittin are so radically different from one another, based on this idea that by a get, he is of course the Baal Dover, because he's the one who created the Chalitza. He created the issues in the first place, unlike Chalitza. This Yisayid of Tesis, this underlying principle, this clue between the two, such a fundamental Yisayid, how you say this, Amunah Chochmas, in terms of Gittin and Chalitza, was responsible for another very, very esoteric year of Allah, that Gittin and Chalitza parted ways. I don't remember. I mean, if you say a few Svarab, your odds are you're probably going to get it. We don't learn that many Achrayim in Asher. I'll give you a hint to Sugya. We haven't totally spoke about it, but we've referenced it. I'm sure we've referenced it. The notion of Gadol Omer Al Gabov, we didn't reference it at all. By using Gadol Omer Al Gabov by Chalitza, not by a get. You're going to tell me we learned Gittin for 8 months, we didn't say this, not once. Kavan and Das? You talk about it? We definitely spoke about the pastures. Okay, that was as good a time as ever. We've definitely mentioned Gol Obra Gabov. Right? I mean, we talked about, Ksivas Haget, Ketach could be done by a cotton. There's a Tosis, famous Tosis, in Yavamis, Gittin. The Tosis invokes the model of Gol Obra Gabov by Chalitza as well. Normally the din is Chalitza requires Das. It's a bad word to say. Achi is Kabbalah Shneim. The Gemara says in Yavamis that Chalitza is no good unless both the Yom and the Yavam know what's going on. Achi is Kabbalah Shneim. If some of the doing chalitza and they think this is just a game, they don't realize this is what creates the head. L'shuk, the chalitza is bought from the Hodu. Minatara. Ash is Kabbalah name. So Tais is a very, very famous cash in a few besechtas. Tais asks, the Gemara is a special xerosa cost of that a katan can't do chalitza. Ish prat l'katan. What do you need a posik for? Table lays a la barda. So he can't ash is kabbalah. He can't have kavana. So Tais says, no. I would have thought he can have kavana throughout. Through what vehicle? Galam Ragava, the same way Galam Ragava works for Ksivas Haget. So I would have thought the theory you can get around the problem of Ashes Kavashdeh with the Grov, the Omer Ragava, Kamash, but exists in also Afal Bichain. He's a Kotan, and therefore Kotan is possible for the Atzba. Nothing to do with the lack of Kamara. Famous Tysus. So Tysus invokes the model of Galam Ragava to a Chalitza. In theory, it would work, except for the Xerza Kotan. So Yeshub Chaim, a very, very, very famous Kasha. Yeshub Chaim. What if you have a fellow got married, he's perfectly healthy, and then Nebuchadnezzar becomes a cheresh. He loses his hearing, his talking, he's a legamri a cheresh. He comes to Labar Das. What does the Mishnah say in Gittin? He can't divorce her. Leyot Elimus. The Mishnah in Yavam is Leyot Elimus. He can't divorce her until he becomes a Bar Das again. Because he's married to Midaraisa. If you got married to him when he was a cheresh, so easy come, easy go. Cheresh Yamaitzi, cheresh Machis, cheresh Maitzi. But if he's married to Midaraisa, so the Mishnah says he can't divorce her because he's Labar Das. No, Frek Reb Chaim Akash, what's the Kasha? Let what? Let somebody stand over and say, you know, have in mind that you're giving her a get, and he's nodding, have in mind, and let her give you the get. And sure, Manishtana, yes, Reb Chaim, that God Omer Ogav works for Chalitza, and in the end it does it because it's exactly possible. Okay, good, don't bother with that Kasha. But the Ikaron and Lomdus God Omer Ogav works for Chalitza, doesn't work for Gerushin. What's the difference between the two? So Reb Chaim develops a Yeseida, this. Hopefully we'll talk about this a little bit more in the Gimel. I forget that, Junior might forget that. Says Reb Chaim, Gadol Omer Agav works when all you need is Kavana, not when you require Das. Kavana and Das are two radically different concepts in Halacha. Kavana simply means you have to be aware of what's going on. You can't be dreaming, can't be daydreaming, you're thinking, you don't realize this is being mocked at you. You need kavana, it's a serious thing, kavana. Don't make light of kavana, it's a serious thing. But there's nishte das. Das is a term that we use when you are the bialim to create a certain chalais, you are going to get this woman to be married or divorced, you're going to get this piece of the land to be belong to you or to somebody else. Das is a home of the level of halacha. But das is reserved for only those chalosim when you are the bailam on the chalos. Reb Chaim says that's where chalitza and get part ways. Chalitza, you're not the bailam. You're not creating the chalos out there. The Baruch Shalom is. You are doing a ma'isa chalitza. But one of the protim in ma'isa chalitza has to be done in the kavana. The same way you need a shoe and you need a foot. You need kavana. That's a prot in the ma'isa chalitza kavana. But it's not the etzem hachalos, says Reb Chaim. Because you personally are a gornish, you are a puppet on the stage of the Rebbeinu Shalom when it comes to Chalitza. You're not the Baal Dover, you're not the Baal HaChalais, and therefore you don't need your Das. But by a get, tu bist the Baal HaChalais, tu bist the Baalim, tu bist the Yodoy. And therefore you need Das. Gold Omer Agava from Hein to Morgan, they say, from today till tomorrow, is gornish from gornish. Gold Omer Agava can't create a Bar Das. You can't take a guy who's Labar Das and say, Hocus Pocus will stand on his head, will stand on top of him, bang him over the head, do bist Bar Das. Nein. The only thing Gold Omer Agava can do is, if and when the halacha suffices with Kavana, normally the guy's a cotton. The cotton kid doesn't pay attention to anything, so we'll bang him on the head enough times, we'll pay attention. So Golem Ragaba is a vehicle to create Kavona, it's not a vehicle to create Das. A famous year. We never quoted this Yisai for Reb Chaim. You've got to be joking. We've been here for 4 years, never heard of this Reb Chaim. Well, the past year, someone, back in Chulin, maybe, your day, maybe, I don't know what. But this is Yisai for Reb Chaim.
Is it similar to the time of
Oh my goodness gracious, it is so close, but I didn't want to go down the route, but you forced my hand. So Kedushas Askaros, according to the Rambam, is one step less than Kavana. Because remember, Reb Chaim had a vort that Kedushas Askaros, even a goy could do. Remember? So you don't even need the rules of Gadol Agav left, because Reb Chaim had three dinim. There's a din of Das, with you know, the Bailim. That's that. No, nobody Omer Agav is going to help for that. That's Gornish. That's Mamish, a whole other world. Then you have halachas that require Kavana, and for that, Gadol Omer Agav works, and that's where Ketanim and Goyim part ways, because Goyim, Allah, B'nai, and Lishma, whatever that means. And then there's a third level of Kedushas Askaras, so Reb Chaim claims the Machlokes are torn in the Smag, and the Rambam buys into this, that you don't even need Halachic Kavana, you just need cognizance of what's going on. That's a third level. It's very too much, okay? But you hit it on the nose, yeah.
Can you say that Omer Agav works by Ketanim because he's able to understand what someone's like explaining to him, or like
but the Gemara has Chayrish. Tosfos says the same thing, because the Gemara says, how do you know a Chayrish can't do Chalitza? Gemara has Pesukim. So Tosfos says, why do you need Pesukim for? So Tosfos says, because Gal Amar Gat. The Gemara has Gal Amar Chayrish. The Gemara hasn't gotten that for base, but Ksivas Aget, I did Chayrish. So the Gemara has it. The Gemara has it by Chayrish. Shaita, Tosfos says, a whole Talmud, a Rishami, but it doesn't exist. But by Chayrish, the Gemara has it by Chayrish.
So writing again only needs Kavana, not Das?
Right. According to Chaim, writing a get needs kavanah zayin. That the chalois of the gevushin requires das, but not the ksivas a get. Right. That would, of course, throw into question the relation between ksivas a get and the chalois gevushin, going back to the Beis and Rabbeinu Tam's world, but another time, another place. Really, really, guys, I gotta get out of here in a few minutes. Okay, yeah.
There is a principle I think which may relate here, which is that you can't have like a shliach who is something.
That's a different story. Why can't I do it myself? Bill said that whatever I can do, that's a chisorn in shlushlam kamoisi. He's kamoisi, but if I can't do it myself, so then what's fucking kamoisi? That's absurd.
You can take the shoe off of somebody
else's foot. That's the Marsham went down that road and got into trouble. So let's you don't want to go down that road, okay? What do you mean? That's a very, very loaded question.
Like, he's mechalek between like there's types of shlichos where if you don't have a shaliach, then it's completely mevatel. You know, sometimes when you're shaliach, so if you go back to the shaliach himself, if the shaliach doesn't do the gerushin from the baal, that's gone. But like shlichos and bar meira, the avivos happen. So the shaliach.
Yeah. Okay. That's also loaded. That's also a loaded topic, how that fits into this picture. Yeah, I'll leave that out also, okay? But basically, this is a little sideshow, yeah. I mean, not really sideshow. This is pretty important. This is something you gotta digest this, guys. You got a whole long afternoon, the end of the morning said I got chopped short, so lunch I got chopped short, so I've got to learn a little bit. But basically, back to that story. I don't even remember what a story was. Here we go. So, Tosfos and the Ayin Daleth was filled us into the Sisode Yisaidis that Milsad Leis Vashiv Leis Matanai as felt as a chisaron in the very possibility of making a Tanai, because you're not a Baal HaTanai, you're not even the parish of making a Tanai because you're not the bottom of the Chalois. That was the Yisaid of the Tosfos, right? Let's get back now to our story. What was the Kash that the Ramach asked against the Rambam? According to you, the Rambam, if all bets are off whenever you have a Tanai Me'achshav, none of the Mishpat HaTanayim apply, so then why does that Mishpat HaTanayim of disqualifying Chalitza for Bashta HaTanayim exist? What's the answer, Abayis? But Mantavam Amurim, the Rambam says that the Mishpat HaTanayim don't apply to Tanayim Me'achshav. What kind of Mishpat HaTanayim is the Rambam talking about? The technical ones. The Tanai Kofel, the Tanai Karim Lameisa, the Hin Karim Alavs, those kind of Tanoim, which, as the Ravid said, address or don't address the Alimus HaTanai, those are technicalities, those are logistical issues about the Tanai, but the Tanai, the condition of Efshel Lekaima De Shliach has nothing to do with the Tanai. It's not in the Tanai, it's in the what? In the Koyach HaGavra to make such a Tanai. It's a legamri different halacha. It has nothing to do with Tanai Kofel. Tanai Kofel is a prad nuchas Tanoim. Whether or not you can make it today, it's a different parasha. Are you in the driver's seat? We're not discussing whether you know how to drive. We're discussing, do you even have the Koyach to get into that seat? That's legamri different kind of halacha. And therefore, that halacha, a vada exists by Allah Tanoim. Of course, that's true by Tanoim Yachshav. A vada chalitza is not shaykh lomita the omer. You can discuss a parasha from Tanoim and chalitza because do dishkin bailas. You're not the bailam on the chalitza. So what do you have to be shaykh? No, this is a Tanoim Yachshav. Tanoim Yachshav, everything works. What do you mean Tanoim Yachshav? But you're not the bailam. It's as absurd to say the chalitza is going to make a Tanai. Say a stranger is going to make a Tanai. Reuven's giving Rachel a get and Shimon's making Tanoim. The Rebbeinu Shlom is being matur in Eishes Yevam Lashok, and Reuven the Nikapoop was getting the shoe off his foot, making Tanoim. You're not a player. You're a puppet on the show. You're not a player. You're not the guy pulling the strings. You're the guy, you're the silly guy who's just opening his mouth because someone's opening your mouth with the string. So who are you to make a tanai? If that's the chizon das is what's felt in a milsad leis of shlichos, what's shaykh to be mechalik between the time of action and the achaz man? So of course the rabbah agrees that when it comes to that tanai of that issue of chalitza vada, there's no difference. No, everyone chapter is a milsad pshita admoid, right? It's poshut, right? No, that is a poshut, that chiluk, right? Is the chiluk so obvious? Once he said it, it's so obvious, right? Okay. So there's one last thread in this Rambam. There's one last cash in this Rambam. The Ramach had another tine against the Rambam. Ramach Dorba Gemara and Gittin Afayin Hebe Beis. Iskin Shmuel Begitta Deshchimira. It's all problem. A guy wants to divorce his wife. He's dying anyway, so why is he divorcing his wife for? What does he want to divorce him?
The Ramach leaves it to start
doing. Yeah.
He has like this only cancer. It's clearly...
Mokom yinich lo'al neshamayim is gadda boy. The verse says in Chulin that one of the Amoraim came with the Gebalt Yechidish, so they yelled at him and said, what do you mean you say Yechidish? How come nobody thought it's Chidish 100 years ago? No one thought it's Chidish 200 years ago. So we quoted a Pasuk in Malachim that says that some of the Avodah Zarah, Yoshiyah and Melech, destroyed a whole bunch of Avodah Zarah in Eretz Yisrael. So Gemara says, why didn't Asa Melech Yehuda, such a tzaddik gomo, Yehoshaphat, Chizkiyah, so many great tzaddikim and Malchi Yehuda before him, how come they missed this Avodah Zarah? The Gemara says that Mocham and Yichlam and Shemaim is gathered by the... Otherwise, what was Yehoshaphat going to do in his life? He's going to come and do nothing. Everyone was done already for the last 1,000 years. So they left him a Shtikl Avodah Zarah to get rid of. So the Gemara says that Amara said, they left me a Shtikl Torah to stay also. So I'm also on stage Shtikl Torah. It's not just me. It's Mislim Shit Admiral. It's a Pasha Tishim. It's Pasha's Deschila because we live in a world where Reb Chaim already developed this Yisai for us. And you know, we already have that Taisis and Reb Chaim, and we live in the Elma Yeshivas, so we already know this lingo of Sivas and Simmons and Biyados and Bailas and that kind of Mishkas Yankovs that talks about it. We've already been so attuned to this. So this lingo is just like dripping from us. So of course we see this right in the Rambam. Ramach looked at the Gemara, looked at the Rambam, he says, it doesn't fit. I'm not sure whether Ramach didn't. Why I thought this was a kasha. But the other kasha, yes, is a very, very powerful kasha. I don't know the answer to that kasha. So Gemara Gittin Afayin Hey, the Gemara talks about Shechimira, he's giving a get to his wife. What is he giving a get to his wife for? Why didn't he just die and then she'll be Brahman anyway? Yeah, because there's a Yavam around in Australia and he'll get stuck waiting for Khalif for the next 10 years. So he wants to give her a get. What's the problem? He doesn't want to just give her a get. What's the problem? He would. What if he survives? they like each other. They want to remain married. He's a lot of reasons why. Doesn't he forget? He wants to try to take care of him. So he comes with all this convoluted get a lot tonight. If I survive, then it's not a get. If I don't survive, it is a get. I'm afraid. So the Gemara has so much trouble. So the Gemara has a whole nusach of a get called Get Shechimira. So the Gemara says that you have to be careful with the Get Shechimira because whenever you write a get a lot tonight, you have to make sure to get the what? The hinkam alav. So what would that mean, Hank Amalav? What would that mean? If I die, then it's a get. So that's how he starts the conversation with wife. Calls her in, Rachel, we have to have a little chat right now. Here's the story. If I die, so she starts crying. If you die, what do you mean you're going to die? You're going to survive. So the Gemara says, it's not a good thing. Well, you shouldn't start off the conversation like that. So how should he start the conversation? It's like when a person says vidui, you know, and he's dying from it, says vidui. So part of the nusach of vidui is that I'm not going to, I hope that's shabbat for shleim, and that I don't know, but if Khalil I die, so here's the vidui. So you don't want to start the conversation like that. So what do you start the conversation with? Say, I'm not going to, that's a shabbat, I won't die. What's the problem? It's a laugh cutting with the hanging. It's not a hanging cutting. It's a laugh cutting the hanging. And the whole tonight is bustling. The mice is coming out. That's not a good thing to do. So anyone know what Shmuel did? So what? Yeah, so he said like this. He starts out there. He says, Rachel, here's the story. I'm going to survive in Mitzvah Shem. And don't worry about it. We're going to be married for another 50 years. Don't worry about it. We got planned. And we're going to Aruba next year. Everything's going to be good. Everything's going to be wonderful. Right? We've got all the Pesach programs for the Adbias going. We're all good to go. He said, but in case, you know, I'm not doing so well. So just in case. So what does he say? He says, but if I die, so here's the get. So she starts to cry. So, but he got, but he chopped the hay in there first. And then what happens next? And then he throws in the lav, because he's got to get the fat kofel in. So Shmuel made this whole convoluted nusach for Shemir. Everyone's with us? So far, so good. Crazy, nuts, wild. To make sure she's not crying, to get his chal. Everyone's happy to go to me. Reuven is happy. Moshe Rabbeinu is happy. The woman's happy. Everyone's happy. Except for this guy. He's not doing so well. But whatever. Everyone's happy. Okay. We're happy. So says the Ramach. What kind of Tanai is that exactly? You better believe it's a Tanai Me'achshav. You know why? Because if he said that, I'm giving you a get that should take effect after I die, that's called a what? And get Le'achamisa. So of course that's a Tanai. Every get Shechimura has to be a Me'achshav. And the Gemara is spending an awful lot of time doing what? Working out the intricacies of Tanai Kofel. According to the Rambam, why are we wasting our time on that? We should do better things with our time. We should start the 8th parak of Gittin, not the 7th. What are we wasting our time for? It's a Tanai Me'achshav. That's a kasha. Chol Gittin d'shchimira enu kasha ki b'hayom v'me'achshav ki yechid lo levi get le'acham yisav al pichein tzach l'chva Tanai. Amad me'achshav y'abinas b'idin kulo dinid d'tanai. I'll tell you a secret, because I don't really let that. I don't know the answer to that kasha. That's a very, very strong kasha. What? Tzachin's going back to that. The other thing he knew, Reb Chaya, come on, the first guy.
Can you say that he, like you could interpret the case, he's saying,
Sama, let me that's the last thing you want to do. That's a braver, that throws you off the third pen. Yeah, you don't want to do that. Trust me, you don't want to do that. Okay, anyway, Tzachin and the whole sugya. Okay, so bottom line is, what do? We finish the sugya, okay? So for the Shem tomorrow, everyone should get full force into the next sugya. We're going to try. We don't have that many days left till Pesach, so we'll try to see if we can finish off the next sugya next couple of days. Okay, good. Hey, guys, everyone should eat lunch, whatever they want to do, and then have a good another hour left.